Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly realize you've been at it for an hour? Yeah, me too. That's the magic, or maybe mayhem, of technology, right? It's designed to be addictive, constantly vying for our attention with little pings and notifications. But guess what? We can fight back. Today, we're diving into something crucial, developing healthy boundaries with technology. Think about it. How much time are we actually spending glued to screens compared to engaging in real-life experiences, connecting with loved ones, or simply enjoying some quiet time? It's easy to get caught in the vortex of likes, comments, and endless feeds, but taking control of our tech usage can seriously boost our well-being. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your digital life. First things first, awareness is key. Start tracking your screen time. You'll be amazed, and maybe a little freaked out, by the numbers. Once you know where you stand, you can start setting realistic goals for reducing usage in specific areas. Think about it like this. Every hour you spend scrolling could be an hour spent reading a book, having a conversation with someone you care about, or even just taking a walk outside. Next up, schedule tech-free time. Treat it like any other important appointment, non-negotiable. Dedicate certain hours each day, or even specific days of the week, to be completely unplugged. This could involve turning off notifications, putting your phone on silent, or even leaving it in another room entirely. Here's another game changer. Intentionally curate your digital feed. Unfollow accounts that don't inspire you, make you feel good, or contribute to your personal growth. You know those endless feeds of negativity or comparisons? Ditch them. Fill your space with content that uplifts, educates, or entertains in a positive way. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room, notifications. Those little red badges are designed to grab our attention, but they're also major time wasters. Turn off non-essential notifications, and consider grouping similar apps together so you're not constantly being pulled away from what you're doing. Finally, remember that technology is a tool, not the boss of your life. Use it intentionally and consciously to achieve your goals, connect with others, and learn new things. But don't let it control your time or steal your joy. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch up with your inbox? You know that feeling when you finally clear out your emails, only to find a dozen more waiting for you? Let me tell you, I've been there. It's easy to get overwhelmed by the constant influx of information, but here's the thing, we can reclaim our control. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized, ready to tackle the day. You check your emails briefly, just a quick scan for anything urgent, and then you move on to what truly matters. No more checking your inbox every 5 minutes. No more feeling anxious about missing something important. That's the power of setting boundaries with technology. Remember those key takeaways we discussed? Implement them consistently, and you'll start noticing a difference. You might find yourself with more free time, less stress, and even improved focus. Plus, think about all the amazing things you could do with that extra time. Read a book, go for a walk, spend quality time with loved ones, or finally start that project you've been putting off. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to develop healthy boundaries with technology. It's not about eliminating tech altogether. It's about using it intentionally and consciously so it serves your life, not the other way around. Remember, you're in control. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your biggest tech challenges? Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the hashtag #DopamineDeclutter. And if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell your friends about the Dopamine Declutter. Until next time, keep decluttering and keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.